Joining us this morning, we have Linda DeKramer, who is the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library. And, well, you got a packed weekend. You got quite a few events going on this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Good morning. Good morning. Are revved for these things. First, I'm going to mention the Downtown Ripon Historical Walks that our adult services librarian, Susie, put together with the Historical Society and some other donors. So today, August 7th, from 2 to 4 p.m., you could meet at the library, and the tour will start from there and head downtown. It's... I do need to mention the Ripon Historic Preservation Commission has been a partner and provided some funding for this. So make sure to mention them. So it's a walk through downtown, experience downtown Ripon through the lens of history. The tour begins at the newly renovated Ripon Public Library and ends at the Ripon Historical Society with treats from Ripon Doco. So shout out to Ripon Doco, too. Thank you for everything they do to support our programming. And then from there, you can choose to extend your tour with a bus ride to the Little White Schoolhouse. So that happens today, Friday, August 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. And then tomorrow, Saturday, August 8th, from 10 a.m. to noon, limited spaces are available. So you do need to call the library to register. So registration can be done by calling 720, of course, 748-6160 to register. Families are welcome. Strollers and wheelchairs are welcome as well. So again, families, children, strollers, wheelchairs, call the library to register. It's about a two-hour commitment. And it's super interesting. People have been really raving about it. So
yeah, you have to be able to stand during that time.
Yes, you do need to be able to stand. That is true. So, but anyway, you can certainly call the library if you have any questions and chat with Susie about it and make sure that it's going to work for your situation. So, and then
now you've got an event coming up for kids, right?
Yeah. So this is super exciting. Wendy and DB are a Kindy Rock is what we call them. Kindy Rock duo. They're Grammy nominated a couple of years ago for their album called Little Blue House. And so they are here in Ripon, which is super exciting to have a Grammy nominated musical group coming to Ripon to perform. So this morning they are doing a workshop, and this one, the workshop isn't open to the public because of security protocols at the Boys and Girls Club. But anyway, so they're doing a workshop this morning with the Boys and Girls Club, and they're going to do a song. They're going to create a song during that workshop, and hopefully... if all goes well, which I think it will, I mean, I just have a good feeling about it. They know what they're doing. And, you know, the Boys and Girls Club, those kids have been, the culture there is to be creative and contribute to their community. So I think it's going to be a really good combo. Anyway, so then at 1 o'clock at the Boys and Girls Club today, the library is sponsoring a concert, which is open to the public, and there is no registration. You can just show up. So hopefully that new song that was created this morning, will be created this morning, will also be performed at the 1 o'clock concert. So don't miss this opportunity, you know, to see a Grammy-nominated duo in Ripon right here for free. You don't need to register. Because the Boys and Girls Club is adjacent to Houston Street, you know, it's a little bit, parking is a little bit funky because you can't drive on Houston Street last time I checked.
Yeah, they got that improvement project.
Yeah, so really the best way to do it is to park in the M&I parking lot or the church parking lot, both of which, well, are kind of east and south of the Boys and Girls Club, and then walk over. If you needed to drop someone off who couldn't walk from a further away parking situation, just drop them off in front of the Boys and Girls Club. We're going to be entering through directly into the gymnasium because, again, because of, you know, security protocols, we can't have the public mixing with the members of the Boys and Girls Club. So they're just going to enter directly into the gymnasium, just to the left of the front doors. So anyway, you know, people will figure it out. It'll be easy to figure out.
Yeah, you can't get lost. I mean, the gym is basically right there off the entrance.
So. Yeah, yeah. So, exactly. So
what else is going on?
Well, the renovation is going on in the lower level. and so, yeah, upgrades to, you know, bathrooms and the HVAC system and the lighting, because the lighting was really poor down there, and some improvements to the efficiency for the windows so that hopefully our energy use is more responsible and costs the city less. So these are good things.
But that's nearly complete,
right? Yeah. The deadline is the end of September. Now, unfortunately, that doesn't mean that, boom, on, you know, October 1st, everything downstairs automatically opens up, because staff, again, will be doing a lot of the moving things back into their locations, painting some walls. So, yeah. Yeah, so there will be some after the fact, you know, details that staff are going to be taking care of before we can just open it up for public use. But I believe we'll probably be able to at least open the bathroom, so that'll be a nice, you know, nice to do that. Romper room, I'm plugging to have that open as soon as possible again, so people can access that. But currently it is. Full of stored things. You can barely walk through there, and our workstations are crammed into corners in there. So, so still a little bit of patience from the public as we move into October. And then we are looking to have our grand opening sometime at the beginning of the new year, because, you know, we still need to put up donor walls and signage, and it's all a process, and it takes money, and so we need to, you know, that all needs to be figured out. So, but it's all such exciting stuff, and if anybody hasn't come to visit the library yet, I just really encourage you. It's very welcoming for everyone. It's comfortable. It feels open and expansive and welcoming for everyone. So,
I always had issues with the parking lot, but that's been improved. So,
yeah. Well, what were your issues with the parking lot?
I don't know. Maybe that high step up from the curb.
Yeah. So the step up from the curb has been addressed. Yeah.
I mean, if you're not thinking, you know how absent-minded people are. If you're not thinking about something like that, you could, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. So. That was the one. If we ever had to have, you know, medical assistance come to the library, it usually involved the curb. So,
well, you're going in, you're thinking, like, what am I going to check out, or what am I going to look through? And on the way out, it's like, you got your treasures there. So, you know,
but, you're trying to remember where you parked, looking out at the horizon of the parking lot.
I know. Am I on the Northwest Trail or what?
Hopefully. This will work better. And, you know, the one of the improvements to the parking lot that hasn't happened yet is that the book drop will be positioned in a way so that you will not have to get out of your vehicle to put your materials into the book drop. Nice. But we're waiting on the new book drop to arrive so that it can be installed. So that's just a... this thing. And, you know, just another general PSA that our outdoor book return and media, you can put media in there. We don't want kits, you know, like if you checked out something from the toy library or a steam kit or something like that, we don't really want those things in the book drop. Mm-hmm. Games.
DVDs?
DVDs are fine. Anything media or book, you know, basically like your general library bookshelves collections, which do include, you know, movies and books on CD, those kinds of things. Everything can go in the book return. And it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's never closed. So people really can feel confident. I know sometimes... you know, people think, oh, I don't know when I can return my things. I don't want to check stuff out because I don't know when I can return it. And it's like, you can always return it. You can never not return it. It's, Anyway, just a general PSA so folks understand that.
All right. Lots of information available at your website. What's your website address?
RippinLibrary.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of good information there.
So. Yeah, and our events calendar is right there. So if you're ever wondering, you know, hey, is something going on today? Or, you know, somebody's coming to town, what can we do with them? Check the library website. We do have a bit of a lull in August in terms of programming. And then, you know, because we're preparing for September, October, November. So our three-month calendar, September, October, November, should be coming out within the next couple weeks. So people can look forward to what we've got planned this fall.
All right. Linda, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.
And it's Linda DeKramer, who is the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library.